Everything is a road to hoe, long, short, hard, easy. But regardless, a road to hoe. Everything is a process. A road to hoe. The new methodology of transformation in this article is one step, without which all other steps are ineffective and temporary at best. Just because you feel brilliant, you may not be brilliant. Yesterday I felt like I am definitely getting smarter. Felt good. Then I asked Source, am I really getting smarter? And the answer was no. My Sunday call partner was really happy hearing that. He is Schadenfreude 1, really enjoys when I put myself down, or when I make a mistake. He lives out of comparison. If I am not so smart, then I must get, in comparison, suddenly, smarter. Connecting the dots. A student of mine started writing his dissertation on one distinction in Margachi's milestone books, Feelings and Words, and yet fails to connect the dots when it comes to its effect on my teaching. 2. Connecting the dots, changing the width of the mental cone of vision is a big problem for most people. Without doing that, the connections become hidden, and the truth value of that person's life, or work, is low. What? The truth value of a person's life? That is new. Yeah. It's new. In yesterday's Freedom course, a new way of looking at your life emerged, seeing it through your delusional, made-up, personal reality lens. What and how you render yourself unhappy, bummed out, ineffective, in life, because of it. And then how we stood it on its head. So you can have some movement. Finally. I'll explain. But warning, don't do that at home. Or better said, you probably can't do that at home. Inventing the real inverse of something, the other triangle is hard, but especially hard if you don't have muscle testing. And muscle testing the inverse triangle, the soul triangle, accurately, is impossible, unless you can connect to Source and the soul at the same time. The result will be given by your ego or your mind. Not what you want. And in addition to that, while you are wrapped up in your personal reality shroud, you cannot think outside of it. For decades I thought I made a mistake and avoided facing something back in 1987. I was in the 6-day course in Kingston, New York at the Body Confront exercise. Classroom, with wall-to-wall mirrors, a low podium, just one step up. 8 people from the class, clad in bathing suits, first face a mirror, then are instructed to face a class. Everyone wears a bathing suit, except staff. You looked at yourself, and you either liked what you saw or not, but then turning around was really traumatic. Whatever you had in your mind about how people saw you was right there. For me, nobody loves me. My personal reality. Then the observers came, examining your body from close, inch by inch too. It is feeling like meat. I am still cringing now, 33 years later. And then I noticed the sobbing of the audience. Unbearable. I clenched my fist, and closed my eyes, and said in my head, okay, you don't love me. But I love you. And everything disappeared. The room, the sobbing, the discomfort. Everything. I opened my eyes, and what was there is I love you. Beautiful feeling. Expanded. Glorious. I always thought I'd cheated. But yesterday, during the Freedom course, I realized I didn't. I actually created the inverted triangle that causes the ego and the soul to form a wheel that can take you anywhere. I did that one more time during those 6 days, when the exercise was a clobber cushion ping pong table with a baseball bat. To get back at the original perpetrator in our personal reality, in my case my mother. I created compassion and the searing anger disappeared. I was 40 years old, the anger had been there for 37 years, and it disappeared in the blink of an eye, or with just one sentence, the inverted triangle, she didn't love me, but I can love her. Personal reality corrected. What is personal reality? I understand, that is all you know. But I will define it for you, see if you can get it. See if you can bring the sideways view to it, if you can see yourself from the outside, the driftwood capacity. There must be reality. No argument about that, I hope. But you have, maybe, noticed that what people say about reality is as varied as many people you listen to, and they don't agree with your view of reality. The person, in this case you, makes up some story about how it is, how it should be, or how it shouldn't be, and then interact with that story as if it were real. As if the content of that story were reality. It isn't, it never is. No one's. Most of the elements of that story are there only by virtue of language. We could safely say, That reality is everything after you strip off language, everything you said, everything you thought, everything you felt about it. The world that just is. Made invisible to you behind your words. And made personal reality by your words. About a month ago I decided to create a more money workshop. People, my students, seem interested in making more money, or having more power with money. I saw that learning more myself would be a grand idea. More money sounded good to me too. I signed up to some courses, and started to hone in on what other teachers say. To my utter surprise, they only go skin deep. And therefore cause skin deep, if any, results. I feel like the proverbial two-headed man. Two brains to process the world, two brains to solve issues, two brains to see the world from more than one vantage point. Now you see why I felt that I was getting smarter. But that is not what happened. I didn't get smarter. I penetrated further into the invisible. And it made me feel smarter. Because the invisible reality really releases itself to a mere mortal like me, only gradually. It is a long road to hoe. A process. Process is one of the things your personal reality completely hides from you. If there were no other prices to pay, that, not seeing process, is enough to keep you in the ditch. What am I talking about? Your personal reality says something that is fixed. Says something that you thereafter honor as reality. I am a prince, therefore I should not have to learn anything. Or. I myself don't have enough, therefore I can't give anything. Or. I can't trust anyone but myself. Or. They don't care about my feelings, and there is nothing I can do about that. Or. If I want something, I have to take it. With trickery, seduction, cheating, stealing, otherwise I can't have it, but moreover I will be punished. And as long as that story, that personal reality is honored as reality, there is no chance to grow, there is no chance for what every person wants, free choice, abundance, love or money or health. None of it. Unless a methodology for transformation skillfully dislodges that personal reality, it is all just apple polishing, no matter how many millions of people paid big bucks, left testimonials about the incredible results, it is still surface, and none of that road is hoed. You are still in your personal reality ditch. And, of course, this is so in every area of your life. How you do anything is how to do everything. How you are stuck in the area of love, family, relationships, is exactly how you are stuck in your health. Until tomorrow midnight it is health I'm pushing in my articles and my emails, because you can at least find out how you are doing, even though you probably haven't even started to hoe the long road to freedom, happiness, fulfillment, the life of what's possible. Your health. In health I don't need to cause transformation for you, I can just tell you what muscle testing, what source is saying about your body. And you can start there. Start becoming more intelligent, happier, and more secure. Or heal something that is ailing, or maybe even threatening to kill you. My health measurements are a steal, and their truth value is about 95%. Why not 100%? I, occasionally, don't know what can be the cause of a low number on your chart. I am not a doctor and I don't play one on TV either. My answer is limited by my vocabulary. A few months ago I muscle tested the chart of a person who had the visual symptoms of thyroid problems, bulging eyes, but muscle tests said her thyroid was okay. I still don't know what other condition can cause those symptoms. Hell, her doctors diagnosed and treated her thyroid. They didn't know either. But source said, again and again, her thyroid is fine. So her thyroid treatment is actually harmful, frowning face. You can get a year's worth of these tests, monthly, for the price of just one blood test. So if I were you I would go for it. In fact, of course, I do. I do my own health measurements monthly, and most of my clients and students do. A clean bill of health today means nothing about next month's. And the faster you catch an issue, the cheaper it is to heal it. And sometimes a month makes the difference between curable and incurable. Not my preferred terminology. I don't cure. At most I help you heal, if and when I decide that I want to help. Too much talk. Here is the link to the health measurements. And if you buy today or tomorrow, Tuesday January 26th, I throw in a $10 additional test, your preferred eating style that will help you digest your food, to feel and perform your best. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/your health measurements to get yours. Footnotes. 1. Schadenfreude equals pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune. 2. Margotti says, every feeling is a marker feeling. Or more precisely, every emotion is a marker feeling. Margotti doesn't like the word emotions. And that reduces his work's truth value, in this regard, to 30%. If he used the word emotions, the truth value would jump to 70%.